Now, another issue which has been flagged up as a sort of priority for the coming year is, and hopefully you can explain this one to me, improved software systems to cope with the sort of fragmentation of media, I guess, is about, and I might be over-characterising, but automating the bit that can be automated.
Yeah, I think Tim, that's pretty much it. You know, I think most agencies around town have used the term "let technology do the heavy lifting," and you know, we look at the Australian media sector and the number of transactions that create and make up the 12 billion plus market that we all sort of operate in, and you know, when you drill down further and look at how manual those, I would say, billions of transactions are, actually trillions, there would be trillions of transactions in real terms if you include...
each individual spot, for instance. Well,
that's exactly what we're talking about. And you know, it's a huge number when you then include digital. For us to be still operating on a sort of archaic paper-based or email or sort of fax-based process is something that is a glaring area of opportunity for us to survive longer term, to maintain a level of efficiency within our own businesses, and to be operating in an efficient way for our clients.
How does this compare to other parts of the world, though? Is anybody much further ahead than that?
I think there are a couple of smaller European markets that are looking into this. You know, around Asia, there isn't that level of sophistication, and there are, you know, a multitude of issues that come in and around the number of media companies in the market as well, which creates the complexity. But I think like we do in true Australian fashion, Australia has always been, you know, in charge of its own destiny and has created, you know, a market for itself by being intuitive and innovative within our spectrum. The best way to sort of illustrate an example of what we want to try and get to is to look at the Australian Stock Exchange and the Australian Futures Exchange and how they have evolved over the last 20 years to become electronic platforms. What we're not saying by any stretch of the imagination that we want to commoditise media.
Because this is what will scare the media owners, isn't it?
And we're not saying that at all. There is significant upside for everybody in the industry, media, agencies and clients alike, because everybody's in that process, either on the receiving end, on the giving end, or on the approving end. And to put technology in place to help us manage that tonnage in a more efficient way makes complete sense.
Up front, it sounds like a big investment, though.
Well, I think when you look at it probably will be a big investment, and I think a big investment shared by all in the market makes it a manageable investment on
so
an individual.
So media agencies and media owners, for instance.
I think and clients.
Advertisers, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be something that is you know, all encompassing.
And how far down the line are you with it? Is it just an idea at this stage, or is it an idea that you're pretty confident it's going to happen?
We think if you take a few you know, a mid to longer term future view, it has to happen. We can't afford for it not. We won't survive, you know, under the current model if it continues with a number of new media opportunities and channels coming through. That's only going to increase. There has been a fair level of discussion, and as an MFA, we've started a process, and we'll continue that. I think there's broad consensus across all the agency members that this is a, you know, step in the right direction.
What's the next step that will happen then?
I think we need to understand more about, you know, how and what technology will actually do. We need to understand how we can create this technology, the cost, how we can ensure that it is a technology that is agnostic to the media industry's various technology platforms.
So you can book as easily radio as newspapers,
exactly,
or online,
exactly,
for instance.
And you know, in the context of knowing that one radio network has a different structure to another radio network, let alone a newspaper group, a television group, an online group.
And might it go as far as actually managing the delivery of the advertising content as well?
Well, I think it potentially, you know, creates a pathway for the content to be delivered on. Yeah, definitely.
Which I suppose for the Dubsats and the, you know, their kind of sort of rival players, that potentially creates a threat, I suppose.
Well, it may not be a threat, but also an opportunity. You know, these.
I guess they could be the ones who end up being the provider. Well,
they could, or they could be part. They could be part of a collaborative group of technologies that come together to create, you know, what we're talking about. And I think it's really important to say that, you know, when you think of something like this, you think of what it could be right at the end, and that's not how it will start. Obviously, it will start very simply, and it will most likely start with one key media. And I think television is probably the channel where technology is doing a lot of that already, and obviously digital. But you know, there are some systems already in place that are helping us manage that for television activity, and improving that, refining that, and expanding that is really